Hey everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap, as if they're blindly jumping off the cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. As always, if you like what you're hearing on the show, please do us a favor and help share The Void with somebody else who might be wanting to start their own company. We saw an opportunity to help others understand that self-employment is well within your reach. And just as our businesses have grown organically and by word of mouth, we want this show to grow the same way. So if you see somebody asking questions about starting their own service-based business, please do us a favor and send them a link to the show. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
Mitch, I have a question.
David, I have answers.
Okay, we're gonna see about this. So I was gone for 10 days. I missed a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Did someone from the Republican Party go on either the Senate floor or the House floor and try to get a vote to release the Epstein files, and then the Democrats blocked it?
Yes.
Who was it? What's it? Do you have like some information on the story?
Yep. Give me a second.
I don't understand. I am so confused by politics these days and what people think about politics and what they, and we're not going to talk a whole show about politics, just like real quick here. You got to catch me up. Democrats want the files released. People that vote liberal or for the Democrat Party want the files released. A Republican says, okay.
Yep.
Goes to the floor and says, let's do this. They say no. What the fuck is happening?
So, well, there's a lot of...
I missed a lot, I think, while I was gone.
The Republican, his name is Tim Burchett.
Okay. Where's he from? Does it say? Are you looking? He's looking on his phone.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. He's a representative for Tennessee.
Okay. Tennessee, is this a House thing then? If he's a representative?
Yes.
Not a senator. Okay, so yeah. He's a House representative from Tennessee, puts a motion on the floor. What does it say happened? Tell me. Inform me, because I'm freaking confused as shit. I know I put you on the spot. I told you not to close your laptop.
No, that's all right.
Got him.
So he made a motion. Where is it at?
And it's crazy. All these people, Trump doesn't want the files released. Trump doesn't want the files released. I'm watching morning news this morning, and it scrolls across the bottom of the screen. Trump says he is in favor of releasing the Epstein files. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So what is you threw fits.
He flipped his stance is what it is. Let me.
Hey everybody, Tim Burchett just left the House floor.
Just hold it on the thing.
And I tried to do a UC, unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent was what it was called.
Tried to get the Epstein files, get it straight to the floor, just to cut out all this nonsense. And, you know, and the Democrats blocked it, oddly enough. Now here they've had it for 4 years, and they, obviously, if there's something there about Trump, they would have released it. And now they're all, let's get it out, let's get it out. Well, I just made a motion to bring it straight to the dadgum floor, and they blocked it. They blocked it. So this is politics. It has nothing to do with what's doing what's right. And it's Washington, D.C. to a T. And again, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, but they're probably not. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't.
So there is a fair amount of confusion with all of it because,
inform me.
The files are court ordered to remain closed, and so you know whenever you talk about like Obama and Biden having these files and all of that stuff, whether they did as much or as little as they could to release them, they were under court order to be closed during those times. Now, President can usurp all of that and skip it and open whatever he wants, right? Donald Trump could open the files right now, today, off his orders. He doesn't need to go to a vote.
Oh, I thought that the court would still have to say,
well,
like he could tell the court, look at this, and I want these open, and then the court would be like, no, or okay.
Right, and the court still can choose to lock him down. And so what's ultimately happening is Donald Trump campaigned on the idea of transparency, transparency, transparency. And he got the cart in front of the horse a little bit with not knowing exactly what files were available to be released and court ordered to stay closed and all of this stuff. And let's be honest, it is Donald Trump. They love to federal judge denies Trump XXX dot, 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 insert whatever Trump wants to do here.
Yeah.
They love sicking the federal judges on him. But he's trying to release as much as he can. But the problem is it's the release is coming out so slow that every release raises more questions than it does provide answers with all the redactions and everything else. So
I was assuming that was correct or what was going on.
And so the big cloud is why is Trump hesitant to release these files? And the easy target is, well, it's because Trump's in them and he's not going to release something that would self-incriminate. Like that's what they're trying to say.
Well, that's what they're trying to say, but to what you just played, that guy said, let's release them.
Yeah.
Why would Democrats want to block them? I know the answer is that half of those motherfuckers that are on that list are probably high-ranking Democratic officials.
Yeah, but...
Like, that's... If it stinks, like...
It's no different than the Democrats shut the government down and blamed it on Trump. And then they tried to pander to their audience and be like, oh, see, he shut the government down. And it's like, no, 15 times the Republicans voted to keep the government open and 15 times the Democrats voted to close the government.
Well, it's because of health care. No, you literally could have had 40 days to talk about health care with the government open.
Yeah, right.
But instead, nah.
Right.
Nah.
And so it's just a political tactic that gets used where they forbid something from happening behind the scenes, and then publicly they try to shame you for nothing happening.
Yeah, to gain votes.
Yeah.
To turn citizens against voting for you.
Yeah. Well, in the Republicans, they used to fall for these traps all the time. I think they're getting better at it.
Someone where probably pulled their head out of their ass.
Yeah, like... Like, you know, the Democrats are the ones that had full and total control over the Epstein files. The Democrats were in charge when the Department of Justice and the FBI were conducting their investigation.
For four years.
Yeah. And so all of that was going on. And if the files are crap, it's because of the Democrats. If the files are heavily redacted, it's probably the Democrats. That'll kind of depend on how the court allows them to be opened up. But, you know, everyone's been calling release the files, release the files, release the files. And what sparked all this was Trump was all gung-ho. We're going to release the files. We're going to release the files. They're on Pam Bondi's desk. Yeah, we're going to release the files.
And then couldn't.
And then all of a sudden, one day, complete 180, he says, what files? That's a Democratic hoax. Now, a lot of people overlook that and read into it too far. And when Trump says Democratic hoax, they infer for themselves, it's convenient for them to assume that Trump's trying to act like the files don't exist.
Yeah.
And he's not saying the Epstein files don't exist. He's saying that the mention or the idea that Trump's implicated in those files is a hoax.
Yeah.
It's no different than the Russia, Russia, Russia thing. That was brutal. Well, and that was a Democratic hoax. But when Trump calls Russia, the Russiagate thing a hoax, he's not saying Russia doesn't exist.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every $10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
He's saying that the conversations that the Democrats are trying to say happened never existed.
Yeah.
And same thing with the Epstein stuff. And so...
Lying with language.
Kind of lying with language. Yeah. The Democrats are lying with language. Yeah. Yeah. And ultimately, here's what I think happened. And I don't know if I'm right. And this isn't like what I want to happen. This is just me being transparent, unbiased. What I think happened is Epstein was an operative of the country of Israel. And
oh, shit. Okay.
No, seriously.
I'm listening. I'm engaged.
I think Epstein was funded and backed and directed by Israel. And he was sent to the U.S. and other allies of the U.S., sent in proximity of other allies and highly influential people, strictly to gain blackmail over them. And I think he was planted over here with endless amounts of cash and kind of an unknown story. He was an enigma. Nobody really knew a lot about him, but he definitely got into the high-ranking people very quickly. And he did a lot of business deals with Trump, for sure. He had money. They were real estate people, so they did deals together, for sure. But just because you do business deals with somebody doesn't mean you like them as an individual or you condone their private behavior, right? And so I honestly think that he was planted by Israel to gain leverage over American politicians.
Political enemies.
Yeah. And so then, and here's why I think that, is Trump was literally all gung-ho. We're going to release the files. We're going to release the files. We're going to release the files. And you can look up these timelines. And I don't know the exact days, but I'm sure you could find it. He's like one morning, he's like, we're going to release the files. That afternoon, Benjamin Netanyahu visits the White House. The very next morning when Trump was asked, what's the update on the Epstein files? He says, what files? That's a Democratic hoax. So the timing is way too ironic for Trump to be like, we're going to release them. And then he meets with Israel. And now it's like, we ain't releasing shit.
I'm trying to decide, are we going down this rabbit hole right now or not? I wouldn't be surprised by any of that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised one freaking bit if any of that was true.
To me, it's the only logical explanation for why Trump was so hard to release him. And then he locked down so fast. And whether he's doing it out of fear for retaliation of Israel or whatever may come from
that. Well, not even fear. Maybe it's to keep those political ties open.
Or,
you know what I mean?
So here's what, Trump is more of a humanitarian than people give him credit for. Trump very easily could have put Hillary in jail and still probably can.
I wish that bitch was in jail.
He was on Rogan's podcast talking about this and he couldn't go into great detail. But he basically said, I could have had her in prison. That nobody would have disagreed with it either. She totally could have gone to prison. However,
she deleted all those emails.
Right.
I mean, like,
is that what is best for America? Should America see a first wife go to federal penitentiary? You know what I mean? And so
yes.
I agree, right? I think America should see that. Like, America needs to see corrupt politicians
go to jail.
Hanging.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I mean,
like, we've let them push us for how old is the country now? Goddamn, 260?
250.
250. Like, they've been getting away with robbing us for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we've talked about before, there needs to be a hard reset.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that would have been the start of a hard reset.
Could have. And it still may happen, right? And so like with all this Epstein stuff, I think that that's probably why Trump was delayed or hesitant to release him, is because you're going to see prominent world leaders from all over the world get caught with their pants down, literally. And so you're going to take these politicians and these celebrities and these high-profile people that we've looked up to.
I don't look up to any of them. Burn them at the stake.
When I say we, I mean as a nation, right?
Yeah.
Beyonce can make some bullshit political rant and actually rally people to vote one way or the other. She's a fucking singer. Why are we taking her opinion on? Like, she's an everyday person just like you and I.
She can sing.
But she can sing. And she's got connections in Hollywood and in music.
Yeah.
But why are we taking her political advice?
Oh, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast about how people look up to people that live in a bubble that isn't affected by everyday issues.
Yeah.
We shouldn't listen to their opinions because their opinions don't align with the majority, align with the majority of regular Americans who are like floating this country and making it as great as it is and as wealthy as it is. Like, we shouldn't be listening to these dipshits that have no skin in the game.
Yeah.
You know, their lives are not going to change either way.
Yep.
And that kind of brings me to the point of what else I wanted to say about this. And we're not going to drag this on forever, but people on the internet, I don't know if you saw, you posted that the other day and I commented about, I'm not going to care either way.
Yeah, I posted about like what happens if the Epstein-style files might be released soon.
Yeah, I said I don't care. It doesn't matter. And I got, like, I didn't get crushed, but I was like, how could you not care about victims and people being molested and this and that? Well, and I was like, first off, there are atrocities going on in the world every day. Mm-hmm. I can't care about everyone. I don't have the bandwidth, and I can only affect the things that I can affect
right
here, local, in my own bubble, right? And the other thing is, we are never going to know what's true,
mm-hmm.
what's not true. All people, it's almost like people are chomping at the bit to just take whatever the media says so that it fits their personal narrative and what they want so that they can feel like they can run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they won. I got the leverage. I was right. And I was part of the people that were right. Dude, you have no idea what the truth is.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up and get off your soapbox. No one this whole Epstein files, taxes, the government, overreach, celebrities, sports, all of this stuff is just a giant distraction from our real world lives.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about it on our group call this morning in TradeWinds.
Yep.
About being distracted and how to handle those distractions and what to focus on and what's important. Half of the shit that we worry about, that we allow to hold space in our brains, is fucking worthless.
Yeah.
It will not affect tonight if I take Layla to her soccer game. It will not affect how she plays in that game.
Right.
It will not affect the joy that I get from watching that.
It could take away from it.
Yeah.
If you let it get under your skin and get festered.
That's my point.
Yeah. It's not going to add to it.
Stop buying in
yeah.
to all the drama and all the fucking bullshit that's pulling your focus away from what should be important to you in your life.
Right.
Which, let's be honest, we haven't talked about this in a while, but is changing your family tree,
mm-hmm.
being successful, being a good parent, being a good spouse.
Yep.
Having faith, for me.
Yep.
Those five things are what's really fucking important.
Yeah.
Not what Donald Trump did in 1985.
Yeah.
Not what Bill Clinton did in the fucking Oval Office.
Yeah.
And that somehow everyone has fucking forgot about.
Right.
You know, not Obama creating the worst healthcare crisis in this country because the plan was flawed from the beginning, and then blaming the Republicans, and the Republicans now blaming the Democrats for, like, that stuff is not going to, yes, you may have to pay more money for things. Yes,
yeah.
It may affect you financially, but don't let that shit rob the joy of your everyday life.
Yeah, don't.
Did I just rant? Was that too long?
No, no. Don't let things that don't matter too much matter too much.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a really easy way to say it.
Yeah. And so, in other words, like, stay in tune enough to know what's going on and to have some expectations, but don't let it consume you. And if people follow me on social media, they may see the glimmer or the glimpse that I'm getting a little bit more political with things.
Yeah, I need you to stop and focus on things. I need you to focus on what matters.
My push to do that is not... it's not emotional at all. It's literally like I see areas where I could help and improve, and I'm putting myself in a position to help and improve. And I don't know what capacity this is going to evolve into. I don't know if it's going to be a political position at all.
I don't know. This podcast may have completely ruined the chances of you being a House representative.
No, not at all.
Should I take them down?
it may not even go to that extent. It may just be I'm somebody that's helping push things through behind the scenes. Like, I don't know where my place is going to be yet, but I know enough to know that people don't want politics crammed down their throat on social media. And so I created a separate Facebook page more for my political stuff. That's like I'll talk topical political stuff on.
But you mean on actual, like, the ins and outs of what's going on.
Ins maybe. And outs of policy, deep political conversations, all of those kinds of things. That's I've got a different Facebook page that I built just for that. So,
you know, people talk about from the top down and the bottom up. Being a city council member mm-hmm. in Lee's Summit, Blue Springs, Green Valley, those are our areas. You can literally affect what's happening in your town.
Right.
I mean, dude, there's 7 members of the board.
Yeah.
And you could be a vote
yeah.
to actually see things change.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see real change, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
It starts in city councils.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It starts, you know, we've said it time and time again. You can't make a change in your neighborhood until you can positively change your home. You can't positively change your city until you can positively change your neighborhood. You can't positively change your state until you can positively change your city. And you can't positively change the nation until you can positively change your state, right? And so, in other words, these Zohran Mamdanis of the New Yorks that have, like, literally no...
We can talk about that, too.
Well, that's it's a special case. I'm not going to go on to what his whole platform is. But he's never had a job, ever. He's never led anything, ever. And that's a very rare thing for somebody to get elected as mayor of a big city, the biggest city in the U.S.
Did you see...
Off of never having no credentials, just ideas.
Did you see the voting percentages of
yes.
people that voted for him? And
yeah.
it was all people and mostly women under 25?
It,
something
well,
like that.
It was people that have lived in New York 10 years or longer.
That's right.
Voted against him.
Yeah, 5 to 10. And then
people
under
that
five
lived,
years.
Yeah, under 5, under 3, under 1 all voted for him.
Yeah.
And under 10 voted for him, too.
I mean...
But, in other words, the newcomers to New York that got there and realized, hey, wait, this place isn't what I thought it was, they want to see it change. But the veterans of New York are like, no, this place is awesome. You had wrong expectations. You know, it's a weird... That's a weird one.
Yeah, what I don't understand is how... And this has been going on for a long time. He literally, and I'll just use him as an example, as a politician was like, I'm going to give you free this, and I'm going to keep grocery stores from closing, and I'm going to do this, and all mm-hmm. He has no power to do any of that. He can't do that. Half of those things he said, I'm guaranteeing he knew were lies.
Mm-hmm.
But then there will be no repercussions for lying to get into politics. And I'm just using him as an example because it happens everywhere.
Yes.
Trump with the Epstein files. We're going to release him, and now he's not really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Like, at what point are there repercussions for lying politically to get elected and then fucking up cities?
Yeah, so that's like locally here in our local government, our county tax assessor was an appointed position. In other words, the county treasurer, I think it was treasurer, county executive, appointed
the county assessor.
The county assessor.
Yeah.
Well, that means that the county assessor has no culpability, no liability, no reason to do anything above board because they're an appointed position.
Yeah.
And so we just voted here locally in our county, we just voted that the county assessor is to be an elected position. And
yeah.
so the purpose of that is if you suck at your job, you don't get reelected. And if you're good at your job, like, in other words, you got to fight for your job every 2 years.
Yeah.
And you got to prove every 2 years that you're worth it.
Emmanuel Cleaver's an elected official and he's still here.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Another talk for another day.
Well,
like, that guy's a fucking ass bag.
I had a conversation with a prominent political figure in Missouri of like, what's the odds that Emmanuel Cleaver can get knocked off with a Republican put in there?
Well, they redrew his district, so pretty high.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
If it's going to happen, now's the time.
Yeah.
And what do we do to make that happen?
Right? Have you seen people that are listening to the show are like, what the fuck are they talking about? So they're trying to get that on a ballot for if people want the new map to be accepted in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that even if that gets on the ballot, like that you have a chance of people saying no? Like,
right.
Missouri is a deep red state other than shit-ass St. Louis, which on the western side is actually, okay.
Yeah.
And then the eastern side of Kansas City is a shithole. Like, those are the only people that you have voting for you.
Missouri has 4 blue counties. All the others are red. And those 4 blue counties are the counties around Kansas City,
Columbia,
Springfield,
Columbia.
And St. Louis. Ironically, Jackson County, 60%.
Split in half now.
Well, 60% voted for Kamala and 40% voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That, so for being a blue county, that's still
It's normally like an 80-20 county.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's I've even posted about that recently during this last election. There were people that were being ultra vague coming around wanting us to sign petitions because right now our elected officials redrew the district maps. And they want it to be put to a vote by the people and not the elected officials. Well, people are dumb. people don't know how to draw maps. People don't even know what they want. But the ultimate outcome of drawing congressional maps is you want your representation in Congress to match your popular vote. That's literally the purpose of those maps, right? And yeah. So if Missouri voted 60-40 Trump over Kamala, so 60% Republican and 40% Democrat.
You had it the other way.
Well, if Missouri voted 60, Missouri.
Okay,
if Missouri voted 60% for Trump and 40% for Kamala, then our representation in Congress should be 60% Republican and 40% Democrat.
Yes.
That's how you get a good representation. Well, the old rules of redrawing the maps, they would do it every 10 years off the census.
I mean, dude, in a day and age where people change their mind in a week and a half, like, right. I get the whole, we're not waiting for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, how much the world changes in 10 years? My daughter's going to go from 10 to 20 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be more often than that.
Right. Well, and we have the power to do it now with the technology and the speed of information and everything else.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I would say you redraw the congressional maps every off year of the primary presidential election.
So
every four years, but two years opposed to the presidential election.
That probably actually makes sense.
It would make the most sense.
It creates more work, but and spending money and all that, but which I'm against. But
you don't even need to spend that much money anymore now.
Oh, you say that.
So,
like, how do you get the information? Like, I don't want to dive into the weeds, but like, people have to do those jobs and be paid to do those jobs. Like,
yeah,
the government already gets enough money.
Yeah,
but
I think really it's just the cities turning in reports. I don't think the government's going out and bypassing all the information that cities and counties already have. Counties know exactly how many people live in their county.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but...
It else is crazy, too, just to, like, button that up a little bit. Like, the census is every 10 years, but the average home ownership is only 7.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are even moving out of that county?
Right.
And we've had this talk a few times. When Layla's out of high school, I'm moving the fuck out of Jackson County.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near Sodom and Gomorrah, blue, fucking Jackson County anymore.
Yep.
Taxes are high. Roads are shit.
Yep.
Like, crime is insane. Yep. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm over it. People, I can hear people thinking, well, why wouldn't you do that now while your daughter's young? And you, well, because pulling kids out of school can be very traumatic.
Well,
that's why.
Schools are good.
The schools are good.
Yeah. Schools are good. Everything else kind of sucks. So.
It's so crazy. We say the schools are good. I mean, are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
I think for the most part, like, I only have one thing going on right now that I disagree with the school. Like, I've had disagreements, but we resolve them. I've only got one stance right now that I disagree with the school. And the school has, their hands are tied because it's now a state law. And that's the cell phones are banned in school.
Oh, I don't even mean any of that. I think we don't teach enough academics at our schools. Mm-hmm. And we worry more about, and this isn't just a city thing, this isn't everything. You know, we worry about testing things that don't matter.
Yeah.
And we spend a lot of time on extracurricular activities, which is supposed to help round your student.
Yep.
I want my kid to be smart. I can make her well-rounded at home.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I can give her violin lessons. I can take her to soccer. I can do all of those things on my own, which parents, I think that may be part of why the school system sucks so bad is because people are just lazy pieces of shit and aren't involved in their kids' lives.
Yeah.
You know, and so they just want to be able to ship them off to school because they're fucking lazy.
So
fix my kid, make my kid smart.
So last week, Danielle's phone rings. She looks at the phone. She looks at me and she goes, fuck. She answers the phone. She goes, hey. Person on the other end says, hey, Danielle. It's the principal.
She got her on fucking speed dial.
Yep. And
it's got to be Grant.
It's the youngest. It's Grant.
He's the only one.
Says, I just want to let you know that Grant's going to spend tomorrow in in-school suspension. And Danielle's like, okay, what for?
What the fucker do now?
And he de-pantsed a kid in the hallway.
Yeah, that.
And Danielle's
when we were kids, like.
Danielle's like, okay.
It was in school when we were kids.
And
Was his dick out?
The principal was like, the funnier thing was his excuse to try to get out of it. You know, we have him on camera doing it.
Oh, shit.
And his excuse was he tripped on air and grabbed the first thing he could to keep from falling down.
He tripped on air?
Tripped on air.
I don't know. Like, you got to give the kids some excuses, Mitch.
Well,
like,
so he, and I mean, we've talked about it on the show. He's got, we have a rule where he doesn't get in trouble at home for things at school, right?
And
especially something like that. Like, that's just boys being boys. And so he walked in the house and I'm like, tripped on air. And he's like, shut up, Dad. I don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, I ain't mad. I'm mad at that excuse. Like, come on. You got to get better.
I will never, ever, like, and be serious about it, telling someone how to parent their own child. Like,
right.
I can tell you that you suck as a parent, and I can have my opinions, but it's your kid. If you want your kid to be a fucking loser, I'm not talking about yours.
Yeah.
Want him to be a fucking loser, that's fine. But, Mitch, maybe he should get some consequences at home. And I only say that because the track record is not looking great.
Nah.
With the school discipline does not seem to be working. Like, he just keeps riding the fence, man.
Yeah.
You know.
He's gonna push the boundaries. For sure.
Yeah. I got a fucking letter. What is today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
So yesterday. They must have mailed it on Friday. About Layla missing too much school.
Yep.
She's missed. So the way Lee Summit does is once you're over 5, you get a letter. Once you're over 10, you're asked to come in and sit down with the truancy board or whatever. And then after that, the letter says all this. They threaten to sit down with the truancy board and the Lee Summit Police Department.
Yep.
You know, and I know that it's because there are shitty parents and they're like, you know, do you even know your kid's missing or whatever?
Right.
Like, for Layla, like, we're on vacation. She's doing travel soccer. Like, she's an honor roll student. So it's like, I just threw it the fuck away.
Yeah.
Janine's like, should we be worried about this? I was like, no.
No.
I was like, Layla's not. No.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Not happening. Right.
This is going to make me sound like a shitty parent. I'm almost thinking about keeping her out for 10 days just to see what would happen.
Well, we broke over the 10-day limit last year. And same thing.
Is it the same?
Yeah, we get the letters and all the things and everything else. And Danielle just called the school and she was like, he's out for like family vacations and educational trips and things like that. And they were like, you're fine. Their grades are fine. You're good. That's the standard letter that everybody gets. Yeah. And it's because there's a lot of kids that are skipping class and their parents don't even know it.
Yeah.
And that letter is the first indicator to the parents that, hey, your kids missed some school.
It's shot over the bow.
Yeah.
I don't.
So.
Your wife, I love her to death like my own sister, but she tried to tell me that because we take our ski trip every January, her kids are flunking.
No.
I know.
Jeez.
My kids are flunking.
Yeah.
What?
No, they're not.
I know their grades. Your kids are fine.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Straight A's. And what's it matter if you take it in January or February or March? Like, if you're still taking your kids out of school to go skiing. Her whole thing was like fresh off the winter break. Pulling him out of school. And I'm like, that doesn't matter.
I love her. But like, damn. We talked a lot longer about that than I thought we would.
We did.
You want to keep going?
Well, I want to tie it into, so there is endless amounts of distractions out there with government stuff and Epstein stuff and everything else. And so the proper way to handle all of that is to stay informed enough to where you can start kind of anticipating what the future might hold. And I'm not saying regretting what you don't want to go. If you're doom and gloom about the future, you're probably listening in too much. But if you want to stay involved enough to try to stay a couple steps ahead of what may be coming down the pipe, right?
I will agree with that. I think kind of what we said, people take it so seriously that if it affects them.
Yeah.
And it changes who they are. And then they're depressed.
Yeah.
And then they're on Zoloft. And then it's just awful.
Right.
You know?
And so what needs to happen there is you got to stay informed enough, but balance your news sources because all news is biased. Fox is just as biased as MSNBC
or CNN. Oh, they all suck.
Right.
They all fucking suck.
And so listen to Fox a little bit, listen to somebody else a little bit. Believe it or not, you can actually learn a lot just from watching what people are talking about on social media. And then if something piques your interest, you can go investigate it yourself, right? That's kind of how I do it. Be looking into that to anticipate how's it going to affect your business, how's it going to affect your team, and how's it going to affect your family. And for instance, this healthcare stuff, I don't have any control over what happens with the healthcare, but I can look into it enough to know that I might need to expect and prepare for rising healthcare costs. I can look into it enough to know that I might need to expect and prepare for the Republicans to put out a new healthcare plan coming soon.
God, I hope so.
Right? So
something.
Right. The same with the Epstein stuff, right? Epstein has nothing to do with your business, but everything to do with your mindset. If you let, like, when these high-ranking people and politicians get caught, there's going to be a civil war to some level.
I don't think so.
Now, I don't mean full-scale civil war.
This is coming from someone who wants it, but I don't think it's
going to
happen.
You're going to see. So here's my biggest fear is the Republicans are largely exonerated with the release of the files, and the Democrats are largely found guilty with the release of the files.
And then it's just a one-party system, and that's a problem.
Well, that would create a massive civil war, especially this soon off of...
I wasn't going to interrupt you. Just thinking.
So especially this close off of the healthcare, like the government shutdown and the Democrats blaming the Republicans, and then completely flipping and voting to open it without getting... They got nothing of what they wanted. If anything, the Republicans got more of what they wanted than what they started with. And so, and everyone saw right through it, and everyone knows that the Democrats shut the government down, right?
Yeah.
And so then...
Yeah, they tried to use people's lives as leverage.
Yeah. And and so then, if they're pushing to release the files, push, well, now if they get released and the government's, the Democratic officials are shown in a very poor light with those files, well, that's two massive strikes against that party. And Republicans are quiet and reserved. Like, when Republicans don't get their way, they don't take to the streets.
Are you talking about me and you? Like, people?
Yes. Okay. By nature, people.
Yeah.
They're quiet. They're reserved.
They're stacking cash.
They don't go burn cities to the ground.
Yeah.
Right? And the closest thing you could say to Republicans causing disaster is January 6th. Well, there's plenty of evidence there to show that was a setup.
I don't buy that for 1 second.
Right? The pipe bomb was planted by a Democrat.
I know. We're not getting into that.
So, like, you know, my fear is that you end up with a right versus left civil war.
I don't understand what you're saying. Because if two massively bad things cripple the Democratic Party, why would that... Republicans aren't going to start a civil war over that. Like, they've been proven to be right, and they're like, I would think, okay, we were right. We've got even more people on our side now. Those guys have shit the bed. We don't have to worry about them anymore. Why would I...
Accountability. In other words...
Like, if we were going to start a war over accountability, that would have happened already.
Well, the Republicans, by nature, are very passive.
I know.
They let a lot of stuff slide.
I know.
I mean, take Trump. He's got Hillary dead to rights, could put her in federal penitentiary, and he chooses not to. Right?
Yeah.
He chooses not to even open up that file, open up those cases.
Yeah.
So eventually, like, you can only let the Democrats lie and gaslight and falsely accuse, even though they know otherwise, long before you have to find a way to hold them accountable. And if the government doesn't do it,
people
will do it.
You're saying if it's brought to light that it was all true, that then they'll be like, they'll feel vindicated for attacking and saying, we were right. You guys were fucking us. We're going to kill y'all right now.
Well, it'll actually be at the fault of the Republicans for not holding them accountable through the government.
No, I agree. No, I get that part, but I don't see that happening.
I just know eventually they're going to run out of fuse. And that bomb's going to go off.
I don't think... I'm not saying that's not true. I'm saying those two things happening, I don't think...
Yeah.
Would start anything.
I don't know.
People would just be vindicated and be like, hey, yeah, we were right.
I mean...
Let's let's bury the hatchet and let's fucking start over.
Right.
Like, we're rolling now.
Yeah.
We know you were wrong. People, like, it's proven. People have seen the fucking light.
Right.
Like, let's all get on board here and let's move forward and be fucking rich.
Well, so.
And enjoy life.
The problem there, and this is why I think that a civil war is possible.
Said the guy whose AR-10 doesn't even shoot.
the problem there is if the government doesn't hold these these Republicans are great at ignoring questions and just talking, like filibustering through any accountability. Okay.
Agreed. Yeah.
So like Chuck Schumer was literally just on, he was being interviewed yesterday.
Dude, that guy's getting fucking crushed.
He's 75 years old right now, or 74. But they were like, hey, Chuck, you guys are all demanding the release of these files. Why didn't Biden release them when he had control of them? He had the power to do it. Why didn't he do it? And Chuck is literally on record.
What'd he say?
He goes, that's exactly the problem, that many Americans have that exact same question. Why isn't Trump releasing the files? He just totally flips it around against, like...
Well, they just don't... They refuse to answer the questions.
Yes.
And, to your point about accountability, there's nothing, I feel like, there's nothing that we could do to get them to be held accountable. Like, that's a lie. We know that's a lie. Mm-hmm. They're caught in lies. All we can do is not vote for them. Like, I don't see people...
No, I'm not calling for violence.
I'm not seeing people loading up their rifle and going after... You know what I mean? I'm just not seeing that happen. I would be... Now, I wouldn't put it past some Democrats being so mad over that bullshit and holding... People put their whole lives and their whole stock into following a party.
Mm-hmm.
And then that party literally turns on them and uses them as leverage... and locks down the government. Mm-hmm. Now, I can see one of those people being so mad and so downtrodden and so upset that they do something.
Take the CEO of United Healthcare.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I could see someone on his side going, Chuck, I have followed you for 15 years, and you've been fucking us this whole time, and then them taking it. I could see that happening.
Yeah. That's the...
But
that's
I can't see you going... Oh, they got Chuck in a lie, and then you go. You know what I mean?
No, and I'm not saying
people like you.
I'm not saying one side's going to hurt the other side. Okay. What I'm saying is when these political leaders are found to be caught with their pants down, literally, and they aren't held accountable,
I think the nation will
hold them accountable on their own.
I agree what you're saying, but I don't see that as being a civil war. I think it will just be people will just be. Expediting the
That's why I say civil war to some level, right? Yeah. Take all these Venezuelan drug boats that Trump's blowing out of the water.
Are they on like 20 now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. See ya. Peace.
And, they're just fishermen. Oh, yeah. Last time I checked, they fish with a couple of kilos of coke and no fishing poles.
You know what I don't understand is how can you be mad at that when you know for a fact that when you go to Las Vegas... And you see drug addicts on the street dying, American citizens, your brethren dying, kids taking fake pills and dying. How can you, for 1 second, put that loser's fucking life that's bringing those drugs here over that innocent child that was killed? Like, how fucking brainwashed do you have to be? Fuck those drug boats, dude. You know what? You want to pay off the national debt? Offer bounty.
So...
Not bounty. Offer, hey, Mitch, you can go on this helicopter and run the minigun, and we're going to chase down these drug boats for $5,000. You going to go? Fuck yeah, I'm going to go. $5,000? Shit. Let's go. What are you looking at?
I'm trying to see something here.
Have you noticed, too, that when they first started doing that, it was all over the news? And then all of a sudden they were on drug boat 20 or whatever, and we somehow missed 8 to 20. Is the news intentionally burying it because they know that people are like, fuck yeah, dog?
Well, would you believe that the fentanyl deaths in Texas have decreased 42%.
Since Trump took office and the border was shut?
This is technically since July of 24 to June of 25. So only half of Trump's deal.
Fantastic.
So the next one that comes out, because they're doing these about every year, the next one that comes out will probably be even a sharper decrease.
Good.
Okay.
I love how people on the left are like just openly voting for death. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Where is the one? Hold on. I just found another one that was showing another state. Give me a... Okay. Minnesota. Deaths by month. Fentanyl deaths by overdose per month for 2025. The number of recent... By the number of recent months, like August and September, are still extremely low. 4 and 0.
That's fantastic.
Right.
That's fantastic.
There is a sharp decline in fentanyl deaths. Why? Because we're killing all the drug boat people coming over, right? And so the message there is you kill a couple of drug boat runners and less people are going to be likely to try to, like, get on a drug boat and bring them into the U.S.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This
whole, like, people being against, and I'm 100% for this, and it just gets kind of talked about in the shadows of us going in and actually killing those drug cartels and shutting the fuck down. I would 100% be on board for, like, okay, we're going to send special forces in,
yep,
and no one's going to say anything, and we're just going to fucking kill all of them.
Yeah.
Good.
The scary thing with the cartels is they are a lot bigger than anybody else imagined.
I know.
They're infiltrated into government. They're infiltrated into
I know,
tourism.
But if you don't fucking start.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Right. Right. So I love what they're doing now, blowing them out of the water like they are. That's great. It's sending a message to everybody that we ain't letting this stuff happen.
Yeah.
Right. And it's also exposing the freaking loons here in America that are like, that person had a family. Yeah, well, their family wanted to kill your family.
Yeah, so did Susie Lou, who was 15 and took a fake Percocet and fucking died, and her parents are, like, mourning her death every day.
Yeah.
So who's more important?
Right.
Like,
right. And even, like,
with the
immigration thing, there is, like, literally everybody who's getting video recorded getting arrested by ICE, the caption is, they were shackled with chains in front of their family. She had a child in the car and all this stuff. And
I've been shackled too. You know what?
Yeah.
It's a fucking wake up call.
It's called handcuffs.
Yeah. Okay?
Don't try to make it act like we're living back in the 1600s where we're being, gory and gothic with how we're arresting these people.
They're not taking you to the stockyard so you can be locked and then we could throw rocks and fruit at you
right.
for fucking 4 hours. Stop.
Right. And what happens when the guy gets pulled over drunk driving his car? He gets shackled in chains in front of his family.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, called the law, bitch.
It's called don't do shit that's illegal and you won't have to worry about getting arrested in front of your family.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these people are like, oh, they didn't do anything illegal. If they're illegal...
If they're
immigrants
here,
they did something illegal to get here.
You know, I posted a question. This has been a while back on Facebook, and it was a genuine question.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what would everyone think if the United States government actually went into Mexico and helped Mexico be a great country, like help them farm.
Yeah, you were like, why aren't they the best country ever? They have the best climate.
They have the best climate. They have
the best
tourism,
farm ground.
They have great food. They have great fruit, like all of these things. And it was a genuine question. Like, what if we helped them become a first world nation?
Yeah.
Like, we helped them. Like, let's help our neighbors like, be great.
Yep.
And I literally had, and I know this guy. His name's Russ. We didn't tour together, but he was in a band, I was in a band, our kids go to school together.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, we just need to let those people do what they want to do. And I didn't crush him, but I was like,
the problem is they want to do what they want to do on our soil.
If they want to be in a first world nation, that's why they're moving here for the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we help them become that?
Yeah.
And his argument was, well, they don't want to become that. Well, the fuck they don't.
Then why are they flooding over the border?
Why are they flooding here?
Right.
And then there was a bunch of people on there, like John was one, and he was like, you know, as an immigrant, this and that. And everyone was, well, because the cartels run everything. Mm-hmm. The government's fucking corrupt.
Yeah.
I do think people would want to stay there. I think we should help them.
Yeah.
But you know what would happen? Everyone on the left would scream, leave Mexico alone.
Yeah.
Don't help them.
Yeah.
That's the life they want to lead. And it's like, how fucking dumb do you have to be? Like, we are literally trying to help them so that we can reciprocate and be good neighbors and everyone win and it be great. And you don't want that either.
That's the...
So you just want death, destruction, and chaos because you think, quote unquote, that's what people want.
And that's
like, fucking how dumb are you?
That's the derangement syndrome, right? And a lot of people on the left have it against Trump.
Yeah, Trump derangement syndrome.
But realistically, it can go any direction. You get so connected into these political things. Like, that's why I posted the other day of, like, look who you're arguing with on Facebook. Like, stalk their account.
Oh, most of them are bots.
Most of them are bots. Most of them have, like, 43 friends. They don't even have a banner picture.
Most of them are fat guys named Jay Dunbar. Like, you know, they're just, they're idiots that are so brainwashed. Like,
yeah.
What irritates me about the Facebook posts and the arguments is people will go on there because they get off on just trying to make you wrong, quote unquote, or feel bad or whatever. And it's like, dude, you're not making me feel bad. I don't care.
Right.
You're just a moron.
It's not about pushing to be right. It's about who's right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who's right. Are we moving in the right direction?
Yeah. We want to have open dialogue. No, you don't. You want me to convince me that you're right. That's not open dialogue. It's one-sided dialogue.
And when you call people names, the open dialogue immediately ended.
Oh, I call people names all the time. Well, I don't give a fuck.
Like, I guess what I'm saying is
I tell them they're fucking stupid.
People will act like, oh, I want open dialogue, but you're a fucking idiot for voting for Trump. And it's like, okay, well, that's not really encouraging open dialogue. Instead of like,
I say, yes, I am.
So
I'm glad that your opinion means less than shit to me.
Well, so like you referenced Emmanuel Cleaver too earlier.
God, he's
for those that don't know, he's a congressional member from Missouri and he's a minister or a reverend. I guess he's a reverend.
He's in Jackson County, and Jackson County has had nothing but a growing crime rate, poverty.
Yep.
It's a dumpster.
He also ended a congressional prayer under Trump. I think this was, or not under Trump, under Biden. I think this was when Biden got sworn in, or it was a State of the Union address or something. But Emmanuel Cleaver, you can look this up online and get ready to laugh your ass off. This was when identity politics was huge, and we all had pronouns, and we all couldn't offend anything, and all of this stuff. He ended a congressional prayer with amen and a woman.
Yeah, he's a moron.
He is an absolute moron. And so,
what's funny is amen has nothing to do with men.
No.
It means, what does it mean?
It's just the end, and so it shall be is I think what
it is. So it shall be.
Yeah, it's like
something like that.
Like it's a prayer ending. It's not a gendered term at all.
No, it's not.
Right. But
and then people cheered like it was. What are you doing?
Right.
How fucking we've talked about this a lot that people are getting dumber, and I believe it 100% to my core.
Yeah.
Problem is, I don't see it turning around anytime soon.
Well, I think. I don't see it turning around with the government at hand, but I think you get enough people involved. Take Charlie Kirk, right? You get enough people creating a movement, and it'll turn around by the people, right? The Boston Tea Party, that was people overthrowing the government. That wasn't the government overthrowing itself, right?
Yeah.
And so.
Well, and they didn't overthrow the government.
They didn't.
It was just a protest.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
A
silly one. But
that's not what I was going to say.
You think about it, like they did all of that over, what, a 2% tax on tea? And now 50% of our money goes to the government?
Yeah. I love those shirts that it's George Washington. He's like, man, me and my buddies be stacking bodies by now. What the fuck are you doing? I mean, he's 100% right. Like, what the fuck?
I saw something last night. They were like, Dallas Cowboys at the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas. Man, ICE could be stacking people left and right.
That's cold joke. Oh, my so God. Funny. But I mean, it's true.
It's true.
Oh, shit.
But.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it's going to take a movement from people to overthrow that. And it's going to be people getting tired of government, not necessarily one side of government, right? And so that's why I say, like,
I hate government.
Like, God, these Epstein files get released, and if the Democrats are implicated way more than the Republicans, and the Republicans don't do anything about it, I think society is going to rise up and do something about it. Because we, like, for one, it's insanely disrespectful to the victims of Epstein Island to keep brushing this under the rug.
Agree.
Right?
Agree.
And it, I hate the baseless claim. Like, I saw some rage bait post yesterday that was like, none of this Epstein stuff would be an issue if we just believed women. And I mean, talk about stretching it out on a limb, right?
Dude, I've.
But I hate that it even gets.
A lot of women lie to get something.
Oh, right.
You know, in divorce or, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. If Trump was so bad, why didn't all this stuff come out?
You know, everything would be better if we just remember or just believed everything Trump said too. So why, like, what? How dumb are you?
Yeah, but like, I hate that it's even in a condition where that can happen, right? Like, we're absolutely covering up for high level people that did bad things.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
No, I can understand the pause or the delay. Like, I think Trump held off on releasing those files for a long time because he needed to strategize, like, how am I going to handle the fallout? This is going to be a shitstorm of fires that I have to put out the moment these files are released.
Yeah. Well, and this is why I could never be president, because I would have been like, let's see this bitch burn to the ground,
right,
and just let it go. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but I'm all for a good anarchy.
But he's got to worry about world relationships.
I know he does.
The royal family is implicated in this. Big tech is implicated in it.
I know. I know.
I mean, shit, I just posted today. What's the guy's name?
I mean, can you imagine the stock market? I mean, it's going to drop. It's already dropped 2,000. I've been fluctuated out of fucking 25,000 bucks in the last 3 days. It's like, what the fuck?
So, Larry Summers.
I don't know who that is, dude.
He was the former president of Harvard. He was Clinton's Treasury Secretary.
Of course he was.
Yeah. He's
King Blowjob himself and his buddy.
He announced he's deeply ashamed of his Epstein ties. And he's going to remove himself from the public limelight. From the public light.
Do you think that maybe, like, in the background, they're, like, telling these people they're implicated, and maybe before the shitstorm, they may want to, on their own accord, vacate jobs or leave or change? You know what I mean?
Did you see what?
Who knows?
So here's.
That's crazy.
Let me pull it up. Here's my take.
I'm deeply ashamed of my.
All right,
what does that even mean?
So I think if
were you there?
If
or
the
you
files
just know the guy.
If the files come out now, Trump literally just asked the DOJ to open an investigation into the people that are guilty of the Epstein stuff, right?
I know.
But then the very next day, Trump says, "Release the files." I think he's banking on the fact that he says release them. And now the DOJ is going, no, we can't release them because they're part of an ongoing investigation. Okay? That's possible. That could be happening. But here's my predictions. Trump will be mentioned a boatload in these files. But the release of the files will still prove his innocence. Right? Just because he and Epstein chatted back and forth a bunch doesn't mean anything. They were real estate business partners, right? And they had a pretty public falling out.
There are fucking photos of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Epstein hugging each other.
Right.
With Ghislaine Maxwell, whatever the fuck that bitch's name is.
Ghislaine or
whatever the hell her fucking weird name is. They were best buddies.
Yeah. I think at least 10 top officials from around the world are going to get caught. I think at least 3 top officials from the U.S. are going to get caught. I mean, in government officials. I think at least 1 newly exposed official will commit suicide to avoid the inevitable guilty verdict. I think Democrats will refuse to accept the results if they find Trump innocent, and that Democrats will find a way to assume his guilt by association since they can't prove his actual guilt.
Of course.
He's complicit is what you're going to see.
Yeah.
He knew, right? I think Israel will deny any and all involvement.
So did your mom, bitch.
Okay. And I think 3 people will mysteriously be suicided to prevent further information from getting out. I think you're going to have 1 legit suicide. And then I think you're going to have at least 3 suicides where it's like, hold on.
Like Epstein.
He fell on the shotgun 14 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My prediction, as I stated, I will not care, probably. But my real prediction is we never find out. None of this fucking shit happens. And in 6 months, people will have forgotten.
I don't think they're going to forget it, but it's also possible we never find out for sure.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And I think people will go about living their lives and being mad at each other.
Yeah.
For fucking ever.
It's possible.
Which is why I got to move to the beach.
It's highly possible.
Because I'm tired of giving a fuck.
So we've just spent an hour talking politics that has very little to do with business. And part of that is actually kind of a dual faceted.
I thought that was going to be 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
Part of that was literally how easy it is to get distracted by this shit. It can consume you if you don't watch it and if you don't take control over it. I am choosing to get a little bit more involved in politics simply because I see a need that I can fill. I've talked with some politicians about some ideas and been confirmed these are really good. We're running with them. And so it's like, okay, now you get confirmation that like political ideas are welcomed and they're effective and working. And like, maybe I can affect change here. Right. And so I'm choosing to get involved as that goes. I'm not choosing to get involved for the low-level gossip and the low-level banter. I'm not choosing to get involved just so I can argue with people on the internet that, like, nobody's ever won an argument on the internet, right? Although Jay Dunbar tries a lot.
I have.
But it's not about me versus other citizens and their opinions. It's about like, hey, if you have an opinion for bettering the nation and I have an opinion for bettering the nation, we can disagree on our opinions, but we both want the same thing. We both want a better nation. We just have different ways to go about it, right?
I think a lot of people just want control.
Yes, absolutely.
I think they don't want a better nation. I think they just want control.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's where, you know, that's where government needs to change a lot in some areas with term limits and congressional investing and all of those kinds of things. And I don't think you're going to get a true, I don't think you're going to get a government that has the nation's best interest at heart until you lock out some of those advantages of being a congressman.
They have to have term limits.
Yeah.
They have to have.
Right.
They have to have some limitations on stock trading.
Right.
Like there's a business out there now that basically what they do is you sign up and then they give you every stock trade that Pelosi had made.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people were up like 400,000
percent.
400%, sorry.
Pelosi was up 14,000%.
Yeah.
So that's insane, right?
It's literally, this was the thing that I had just read. This was just in the last 6 months.
Yeah. So that's
insane.
That shouldn't be one's motivation to get into Congress or to get into politics.
To
right?
make money off the American people
right.
and manipulate stocks?
Exactly.
No, it shouldn't.
Right.
You pieces of shit.
And so, you know, I've got ideas for how to stop all that stuff too. We don't need to get into them on this show. But if you eliminate the financial gain or the financial incentive from getting into Congress and you make it to where, no, the people that are here are simply here, like it's costing them money to be here. Compared to what their normal career would be. I'm not saying it's a pay-to-play position, but what I'm like, so...
I think that...
A House of Representatives member from Missouri makes $34,000 a year and like $120-something dollars a day per diem.
I think it's more than that.
No, look it up. It's shockingly low. Like you don't get to be a Missouri House representative.
Oh, you're talking Missouri House, not...
Yeah.
Congress.
Right.
Okay.
Missouri House of Representatives.
Yeah, that's actually
not U.S. House of Representatives on behalf of Missouri.
I think U.S. House, I think they make like 170.
Yeah, I don't know on that. But like, if you wanted to affect change in your state and get on your state's House of Representatives, like, I don't know how it is in other states, but Missouri, like, it's not a rewarding position. The reward is how much positive change did you affect?
I think...
Right?
I think you should be able to make a very good wage.
Like, yeah.
A House representative, I think, should probably be making in Missouri $100,000.
With these changes that I'm pushing around?
But you shouldn't be allowed to make stock trades.
Yeah.
Off of, you know, information that you know, things you're going to be voting on.
With these initial trades, or these initial changes that I'm working to be made, you're going to see the number of stolen autos that go unrecovered drop by like 50%.
I love your enthusiasm, but it's not going to happen.
It will.
By when? Let's.
Probably 2 years. It takes a long time for. So, Meg Melchert, the girl that owns Purgatory Tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay. She worked with the House of Representatives to. You did not need a esthetician's license or something to do tattooed makeup. It was kind of an unregulated thing.
Well, you've got to have a license to do tattoos.
There was some weird loophole where you kind of didn't. And so.
Oh, because you were only doing makeup, you didn't have to have an actual tattooer's license?
Right. And then she also does like areola and nipple reconstruction surgery for people that have had like mastectomies. So that you.
I know what a mastectomy is.
Right. And so then they don't have nipples anymore after that. And so she'll like tattoo them back on, make them look normal. And things like that. But there was a weird rule where you could get into this industry without having any kind of formal license or anything. And it took her 2 years to get Missouri to recognize that permanent makeup needs the same tattooing licensing that tattoo artists need.
You have to actually have an apprenticeship for a while.
Right.
All that kind of stuff.
Right. So it takes some time. And especially this, like these might actually take 2 to 4 years to put through. Because these force the insurance companies to spend some money. And so you're going to have to battle some insurance companies to get these put through. But in the long game...
If what I'm assuming is correct of what you want...
In the long game, the insurance companies actually make a lot more money.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a battle.
They'll put out money on the first round initially. But then in the long run, the insurance companies actually... reduce premiums because theft goes down and their recovered assets go up.
For you to think that they would actually lower premiums is hilarious. Premiums will stay the same. They will just make more money because they will recover more vehicles. They will not. This is the inflation talk.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, inflation's down and prices are going to go down. No. Once inflation happens, that price never fucking goes down.
Yeah,
insurance premiums will never...
It would have to be negative inflation for prices to drop.
Insurance premiums will never drop.
Right.
Unless it's government regulation that says, no, motherfucker, you're dropping your shit. It will never happen.
Right. Agreed.
So.
Agreed.
That's funny.
So, but yeah, like it's things like that where I have this plan to do this. I don't receive any financial benefit from it. Nobody does. Other than every citizen in the state of Missouri, when this finally gets passed, is crime goes down, insurance rates should go down, stolen auto recoveries go up, police departments get funded better. Like, this is a win for everybody. It's a win for the police departments. It's a win for the citizens. It's a win for the insurance companies.
It's not a win for criminals.
It's a loss for criminals.
That's who we care about. Yeah. Don't you know that?
Yeah, exactly.
As city officials, we want crime so that we can maintain control.
I have a right to steal your car.
It's fucking so dumb. Dude, did you see that stupid bitch? These three kids robbed a guy, an old man. They go into his house armed with guns to rob him. He kills them.
Yep.
And this stupid bitch is like, you should pay for killing my son.
Yeah, you used excessive force.
He's protect your kid's a piece of shit.
Yep.
Like what?
Yep.
When do we hold these parents accountable?
Yeah.
For their kids' actions, like what the fuck, dude?
Yep.
They talked about, and I think this has actually happened. One of those school shooting kids, like they put his parents in jail.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was just the dad or just the mom. I can't remember, but because they had bought him, like he had the access to that gun, and he shouldn't have had access to it.
You got Netflix, right?
Yeah, but I haven't watched anything on Netflix in years. I say years, months.
You want to watch something that'll make you think. Watch the movie The Perfect Neighbor.
Is it going to make me mad?
No.
I'm trying not to make it.
No, it won't make you mad.
Mitch knows me fairly well.
Yep.
And I get mad, and I used to get really mad. So I try not to watch things that like infuriate and rage me.
The entire movie is police body cam footage, security cam footage,
What's
and interview footage.
What's
the Perfect Neighbor.
Perfect Neighbor. Okay. It's
about a neighborly dispute where somebody ends up dead.
Oh, shit. I am intrigued now.
And kids, okay, and kids are involved. Although I will say, a kid does not end up dead, so you don't have to worry about that. But
oh God, some horrible parent convinces their kid to kill somebody.
No, okay. No, just watch it, and then
that would make me mad.
I don't want to give you my. I have a very strong opinion about the movie. I don't think my opinion is widely accepted, but I don't want to share it until.
Is it just a one? Is it like a series or one? Like a movie, like 2 hours.
I think it's a movie.
Okay, I'll try to watch it. You know what we should start doing on this
podcast? It is an hour and 37 minutes long. It's a movie.
We should start doing on this podcast is every week we should have an assignment. You have to watch this, and then we're going to talk about it.
We could do that.
But they should be intriguing, like intriguing things that people care about.
I think we should do two podcasts. I think we should have a political podcast and a business podcast.
Well, if I could get you to quit fucking around with all your extra shit and focus on trade wins in the podcast, we could do that.
Yeah.
I love you, but you're fucking killing me, dog.
Hey, we're going to get it.
Do you want to read that?
Do you got one recorded that you can just dub in?
No, I do not.
Okay. And now a word from our sponsors. I realized here an hour and 10 minutes in, we haven't read our Field Pulse thing. Sorry, Field Pulse. They sent me shirts, by the way. They're in the laundry. We haven't washed them yet.
Did I get some?
There's two of them.
Are they both XLs?
Yes. And Danielle was like, poor Dave, he's going to swim in them because he needs a schmedium. So
I wear a large, whatever. First off, I love Field Pulse. They sponsor the show. Fuck Field Pulse. They didn't send me a goddamn shirt. And there's another reason we won't discuss on
Michael,
the podcast.
Michael.
He doesn't listen to these.
That's our contact.
You know what's funny is we have a meeting with them on Thursday.
I know, on Thursday.
They're about to hear some fucking bullshit.
You know what? We should show up to that meeting in their shirts. Mine'll fit a little tight. Yours will fit way loose. And be like, what the hell is up with that?
This is what we're going to do. You're going to wear yours, and I'm not going to have a shirt on. And I'm going to be like, they're going to be like, what the fuck? And I'll be like, I didn't get my fucking shirt,
I'm
Michael.
Wearing the shirt you sent me. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Huh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
I will.
Or we'll see if we can get like a Service Titan shirt, and you can wear that.
I will say this. We have a new representative, and she's fantastic. But if it was just Michael, I'd just be standing there naked.
Yeah.
Be like, come on, bro. Dog. What the fuck?
Speaking of Field Pulse, Field Pulse is the field service management software for field service pros like you. Whether you're a small business looking to grow or a larger company ready to scale, it's got everything you need all in one platform. Field Pulse has advanced features to run your CRM, estimates and invoices, scheduling and dispatching, good, better, best proposals, maintenance plans, and your price book. It will even run the Tradewinds price book. Plus, Field Pulse integrates with the software you're currently using every day, like QuickBooks Online, your desktop, your calendar, and everything, so you can hit the ground running without changing everything about how you do business. By simplifying the way you do your day-to-day operations, Field Pulse saves you time, keeps your team organized, and gives you the tools to increase productivity and profitability. And it's not just us saying Field Pulse is awesome. They've earned a 4.8-star rating with over 600 Google reviews. To learn more, head over to fieldpulse.com. That's FIELDPULSE.com. Boy.
That's better.
I botched that hard.
Yeah, you did. The fucking first one was bad.
That was funny.
People won't. Should I just leave it all in?
I don't care.
No, I won't. I'll get it fixed.
It'll be the first time ever we put an edit in the show.
Not true.
It's because I was dragging him and joking around with him. The joke slid into my head.
You don't even notice the edits that I put in.
Well, all right.
Because I'm fucking good.
I'm fucking good.
I'm good.
This show was primarily on politics, which David and I actually might split out and do a couple of shows on that. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Nah, but I'm just going to leave it as one.
No. Not split the show into two. I'm saying like we may have like a business show and a political show.
We'll think about it. So, I will say this. You know, we've been crushed a little bit once in a while when we have political shows, but this one wasn't like...
It was just an open discussion of politics.
More informational about what's going on.
Yeah, it was an open discussion of politics, not really taking one side or the other.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
Well, I mean, we're anti-pedo, right?
What's pedo?
Pedophilia.
Oh, of course.
Right?
That was the other thing that those guys were crushing me just a little bit. Oh, you don't care about people being molested? And this, like, dude, you're missing the point. Of course I am.
Right.
I can only handle what I can handle, dude.
The problem is, you're trying to go after the highest profile of people that have the best attorneys to fight against it, when there's somebody in your neighborhood, in your city, that's being sexually assaulted, that you could have a much better chance of helping that person out.
By an MS-13 gang member who's an illegal citizen here, but you want to keep him there.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you want to talk about irony.
We have the right to our family dying from fentanyl overdoses.
This show is completely gone off the rails at the end. Crazy. That's okay.
So,
wrap us up, Mitch. I'm tired. I don't have any more bandwidth for you today.
Until next week, guys, we will see you later.
See you.